Well, hey everyone, and welcome to this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, here with a group of fun people to talk about celebrity crushes. See, we talk about serious things on The Boundless Show, and then we just whip it right around and talk about something that probably will not, you know, get you through your week in a necessarily
actually,
normal
this is a
or helpful
serious topic,
way.
Lisa.
It is. For think, some, maybe yeah. It's serious. So so this is going to be good. We are fresh off of Valentine's Day. It's going to be very fun. Just as a heads up to you, later on in the show, we have our inbox question, which will be answered by our own counselor, Glenn Lutyens, on encouraging men in leadership, so especially within the church. So that will be good. And then our culture segment this week is actually with Tim Gegline. You could remember him from a roundtable he was on. He is our VP of External Relations here at Focus on the Family, and he's going to be talking about making an impact through the culture and not relying on public policy or politics in particular. So some people lean that way, you know. But we're going to let him say his piece here on The Boundless Show. So now that we talked about that, making an impact in your culture, let's just talk about celebrity crushes. And this topic came about as Martha and I were chit-chatting several weeks ago. And Martha confessed to me that she was going to go to the Justin Bieber movie.
Okay, I need to explain.
She's here comes having, the disclaimer. She's already having
that she had tickets for like 12 years. No, I'm just saying that's an
exaggeration. No. What actually happened is we got an email inviting us to go to a screening of it, and you can't give up free movie passes, right?
Especially to Justin Bieber.
Some of us can, but Martha can, apparently.
But I was just very curious because I didn't really know much about his story, and so I went to the movie, and it was actually a lot of fun. I was impressed that he's a talented guy and just seemed like a neat kid, so yeah. It was fun.
And I'm not even that familiar with him, although I have seen like some of the trailers for the movie, and I was like, oh, okay, there's a lot of like concert footage, and that's cool, and whatever. But so you went, Martha, you went to the movie. And we also have, I'm going to go around the table here and just introduce our panel so we know who we're talking to. We have Thomas Voss back in the studio.
Hello.
Hey, Thomas, welcome back.
Thanks, Hollywood.
Thomas has been here
to
chat with us in the past. And then Martha, of course, is here. We have Kevin McCreary.
Hey.
Kevin, welcome.
How's it going? Thanks.
It's going well. Good to have you
this
here.
This is my first time.
This is his first time on the show. Kevin works here at Focus as part of our broadcasting department.
But since I seem to be an expert on celebrity crushes,
he's been
you've invited me on.
Which is good.
He does have talking points
behind the board for us.
A good, deep
to know
that. Topic for you.
That's good. And Ms. Carrie Kintz is back in the studio. Hey.
Glad to be back.
Both Carrie and Martha are wearing purple.
We've got Bieber fever.
Woo!
Just saying.
Okay, all right.
Not really. I haven't even seen the movie.
Okay. And then the illustrious Adam Holtz. Adam, welcome.
Here I am.
Adam of Plugged In Podcast fame, on the rotation there, and also one of our Plugged In editors, writers, reviewers, crazy people.
Yep.
So good.
All
to
of the above.
You. All of the above. And so I was talking about, we were talking about Justin, and I know that you saw the movie as well, and you're looking very serious about it, and you had some very important things to say about it because you liked it. So go ahead.
I did like the movie, and I went in, you know, as a 40-year-old married guy with three kids and a minivan and a mortgage, and I thought, you know, what does this movie have to do with me? I got to sign the movie. I did not volunteer. but I came out kind of like Martha in that I think I saw the story of somebody who was more than just a corporate creation, but I mean, he's actually got some musical talent, and I don't know, it was a pretty endearing story. I came out feeling like, oh, that was better than I thought it was going to be.
It really was.
But I don't like his hair, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, he has more hair than my entire family put together, which is a little bit scary.
It's just the shaggy DA thing going down in the forehead.
It's a helmet.
There's one great scene where he shakes it in slow motion. You would be a special.
Is it wet?
You would really like that. No, it's not wet.
In 3D, right?
In 3D.
Oh, wow.
Even better.
Oh, my word.
His hair is coming right out at you.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay, so obviously, but now who is crushing on Justin Bieber? Are we talking like 12-year-olds?
Who
What's really the average? I mean, I'm hoping
Kevin
it's not you, Kevin.
Kevin apparently is on the list.
Kevin is a huge Bieber fan.
Because when I was 12, my mom wasn't taking me to these concerts to go run after boys. I mean, what's happening with that? I had, you know.
That's because you were reading.
I was serving the Lord, people. I was being a blessing. That's what
was there not anybody who would be the Justin Bieber of, you know, when you
are you going to say, like, my era? Like, it was
back in the day, Lisa?
Well, you did go see Air Supply, right?
So. I did last night. That was very fun. But you know what? Okay, so here's the thing with Air Supply. So that was my experience last night. For Valentine's Day, let's not even get into that. But some girlfriends and I went, and we had bought the tickets a long time ago, decided we were going to go. And I knew a few of their songs, so I was kind of like, oh, let's go. That'll be fun. And Making Love Out of Nothing at All is one of my faves. So I was ready with my cell phone to, like, turn it on and be like, oh. But all of a sudden, they just started singing songs, and I'm like, that one was Air Supply? That was Air Supply? So I didn't know that they had all these hits, and that every one of their songs is about love. Mm-hmm. It really That's true. They were voted, apparently, by Time as the most romantic band of all time. So anyway, but what was interesting
that's only
because
they hadn't heard of Justin Bieber.
Well, that is very true. And what was interesting is that I had this impression that, like, Air Supply was, like, my, you know, that was kind of my sweet spot of, like, you know, high school. Well, apparently they were big when I was, like, 12.
Yeah.
So really a lot of the people there were in their, like, 50s and stuff. Like, the women who would have been in their 20s or whatever, college and past college. They were all there with their now husbands or whatever, or boyfriends.
And their grandchildren.
And their grandchildren. There was a, we did see in the parking garage, a license plate that said, like, Nana 9 or something like that. And we're like, wow, that's a lot. But anyway, it was just interesting because then they had this break. They did, they riffed, they did this musical interlude, and they said, everyone, right now, kiss the person you came with. And then people just started, like, making out, like, these middle-aged people, like, right there. And then we just sat there. So, anyway, that was an interesting
Best
experience.
Best to just close your
that
eyes.
That it was not a Justin Bieber concert experience. I will say that.
It was not. So, but those guys are just older now, you know. And I never had a crush on them. But it would be kind of a similar thing because women, like, rushed the stage. They ran up there, like, all these women
in their walkers.
50s. They were, like, in their 50s. Kids. And they all ran up there and they were shouting out, you know, I love you, Russell.
And I love you.
And they all have the same haircuts.
It's a little bit of, like, some, maybe some permed madness. Yeah. Yeah.
Blue. You know, some of those are probably hair. Wigs, right?
Possible, yeah.
Well, it's wig madness, then.
Yeah. So who, okay, so do you guys have, like, celebrity crushes that you remember from when you were younger, or?
Well, I had one when I was younger, but you were making fun of me for it earlier,
Well, why don't you state it again so we can all make fun of you?
The Little Mermaid.
I mean, that's a cartoon.
A cartoon?
You didn't say it had to be a real person?
Well, okay.
No, the Glenn Keane, who drew The Little Mermaid, copied his wife.
Wow. That's way more information.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Wow, that's
needed to know.
So, you had a crush on someone else's wife.
Yeah, well, you're welcome for that. I didn't know you could be married to a cartoon, but that's okay. I just thought she was really cute. You know, uh-huh. She's like swimming under the sea. Her hair was always perfect, no matter how wet it got. You
that's
know?
So unrealistic.
That's not unrealistic at all. Come on, you've
and
seen girls swim.
And she sang
right?
amazingly.
This is true. This is true. So yeah, I, for some odd reason, I don't know. Okay, this is kind of sad that I'm about to admit this. I don't know if some part of me wanted to, like, be like living under the bottom of the sea. And I was like, oh, that's so cool that she's in the ocean.
Because life is wetter down where it's wetter.
It's true.
Take it from me.
It's true. So I have no idea why that crush came about, but
okay,
yeah, I don't know if I secretly wanted to be part of her family or what.
Part of her world.
So there's my vulnerable moment that you guys just trashed.
Okay. So you want to be thank you for where that. The mermaids are?
Yes. Okay. I want to be where the people are.
Okay, so that's Thomas's.
So
who else?
That's my secret childhood crush.
Childhood is like a different category.
Yeah, that's I'm putting okay. that in that category.
Mm-hmm.
My crush was a little bit more noble.
Oh, wow. So,
real.
Elitist crush.
Was no, it a real person?
It really was. Philip LaRue from the band LaRue.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
He went on a missions trip that I went on once, and there were several of us girls that enjoyed watching him play soccer and went to the front row, I guess, for his concert. And it was just so sweet. Like, he has three younger sisters, and one of them has disabilities, and he was just so sweet with her, and here he is on a missions trip. But
you enjoyed watching him play soccer?
Yeah, we played.
In slow motion.
For the Lord. Hello.
He's playing soccer for Jesus, Thomas. Playing soccer for Jesus.
That's totally different. That's totally different. That's a good one.
My sister that is a little also vulnerable. Had a crush on him. She had his poster.
Oh, yeah.
And she was excited because he had a Takamine guitar, which is the same as her guitar. Mm-hmm. So.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He had amazing hair, too.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean,
okay.
Just
Kevin,
like
what
Justin
about you?
Bieber. mine is odd, and whenever you ask me to come on the show, it's not odd. It's pretty normal, I suppose.
Is it a cartoon?
Okay, enough with the disclaimer already.
Is it as good as The Little Mermaid?
Not quite as good, but I had to think about it a little bit because I've never, like, had a crush. But I remember when I was 13 years old and my grandparents had the new Charlotte Church CD. Mm-hmm. And I just, I thought she was super cute. There was a, in the inside of her album, underneath the CD, you know, you could have a picture, and she had like this pink jacket on or something, and I would look at the picture. I thought she was super cute. And so I would listen to that Wave Hello song over and over. Wow. That was my crush.
Wave yeah. Hello.
I think that's the name of the song. Okay. Something about Hello.
Hello.
Sure wasn't the pink jacket.
Hello was in there somewhere.
Hello. Yes.
You're is not it me you're looking for? Could have been my own
energy. Yeah, exactly. But I was a little nervous. At, like, you know, I was just, I would sit in the living room and stare at the picture. Cause
that's how you know you have a celebrity crush right there.
That's a very good sign. You know, I don't know. But I was worried that my grandparents would get upset at me for staring at the picture because it is a little odd, I suppose.
No, that's good.
That was my crush.
Okay. That's a good one. Gary?
I kind of feel like a heathen because I was like, oh, I just had one. And I was like, hormonal teenage girl who loved NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys and all that is wrong with music today.
So you have to pick one, right?
Yeah.
Just one of the NSYNC members.
Well, okay, you know, Justin Timberlake was pretty dreamy, but I really liked JC. Well, no, actually, I really liked JC because I thought his voice was amazing and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I feel like a heathen because I had...
Was he an NSYNC?
I had it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you were like the classic. You were almost like the stereotypical
I was having a conversation with Jen Sheck, who's been on the show before as well, and we were talking about Justin Bieber, and we were watching the commercial, and we both looked at each other, and we were like, yeah, if we're being really honest with ourselves, if we were their age, we'd probably go see it too and be totally in love with him. So, you know, there's something cheesy and uplifting and crazy about pop music. And yeah, I don't know. It's just, it was just like, oh, they can dance and they're pretty and they sing good. And I just love them. I want their pictures on my wall.
Well, so. And we know that their style is never going to fade out. So
ever, never ever. Gonna fade Dirty out. Pop rules forever. Never, you guys never, just never, don't even. Yeah.
Can't argue with that. That's
I good. Did say never once and I felt bad because I do have the Justin Bieber fever.
It's true.
It says to never say never. Feel so awful.
Well, the Grammys said never to Justin Bieber.
Never say never.
Poor Justin. That is true.
I hadn't heard that.
Just saying. All right, Adam, what about you?
Well, I think my first one was when I was 7.
Wow.
It was Princess Leia.
Oh, okay. So,
that's legit, I think.
You got bagels strapped to your head. Yeah. What's not to love?
Cinnabons.
And then when I was 14, the summer I turned 14, The Karate Kid came out, and we were on vacation in North Carolina.
And so
I went to see The Karate Kid every day because Elizabeth Shue was just it.
Oh,
I forgot there was a girl in that movie.
I did too.
How could you forget Elizabeth Shue? Yeah, my crush was not Ralph Macchio for the record.
Or Mr. Miyagi. His karate moves were so dreamy.
Wow, okay. Well, mine was, I was trying to think, and of course, you know, as Thomas alluded to, I had to just think way back. but mine was probably the two that come to mind, because I did have, Ralph was one of them, Macchio, but from the Ada's and F days. Remember that?
When he
was
the
whatever
Ada's
cousin.
Fill our house with love, I believe.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
It was a place we called the 70s.
You may not. No, early 80s.
Was it early 80s?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was early 80s. But mine was probably Jason Bateman, who is still around, interestingly enough. He is very dreamy. And you know why I liked him? Because he was on that show Valerie, and he came in on a couple other shows before that. I can't even remember. But because he was always just like sarcastic and cool, and I always thought he was just like, he always had the one-liners and...
He was on Little House on the Prairie as a kid.
Yes, no wonder. Okay.
Yes. You are a trove of pop culture.
I don't know why.
Look at you go.
You didn't have the internet in front of you.
I know.
Was Charlotte Church ever on Little House? I can't remember.
No.
Okay, so so he was one, and then my other one, which was more of an older, mature man, was MacGyver. Because MacGyver was amazing,
a real man.
And I had a MacGyver.
He could do things with gum that, well, most of us have never
and
thought
of. And let's just talk about his hair for a second. That
let's
was one
that.
Amazing mullet.
How about that hair?
It was incredible.
His hair, he could do anything. I had his poster on my wall and loved him and figured that if I married him, I wouldn't have to change my last name because his last name was Anderson. Richard D. Anderson. Oh, my God.
Wow. You're such a planner.
Wow. No,
that's
I mean
a first
it's all coming together for me now.
So yeah. I'm just saying that's how it went down. So,
yeah.
But okay, so let's talk about this whole crush phenomenon in general, because do you think that, I mean, do you know of people or do you know of situations where you would say, okay, that has gone too far? like this crush is a little bit much. And I mean, obviously, if you're someone who's in your late 20s and you still got all the posters up and stuff, I was it.
Why are you looking at me? Why are you looking at me? Justin knows I'm alive. We're going to get married someday. Justin Timberlake, not Bieber.
Just for clarification. Uh-huh.
Because I know people who kind of, are, you know, singles who talk about these celebrities as though not like that there's bona fide potential between the two of them, you know, or like if I ever met them or whatever, but just kind of this idea that they have all these qualities that they're ultimately like looking for in a person. Oh, and I'm like, have we separated like who they are as a celebrity versus who they are as a person?
Absolutely. Or when they talk about them.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's never
Carrie
happened
says
before.
No.
Instead of saying Justin Bieber, they just say Justin.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, I went to see Justin the other day.
Exactly. Because they're
as if that's their best friend.
Or Biebs.
Or Biebs. Yeah, Bieb dog.
Biebs and I, you know, just hanging out at the movies.
Well, I mean, because they're real. So, but I mean, what do you think drives movie. That? Like, why do people, yes. you know, look up to these people as someone that, I mean, wow, not that they're not up, real people.
I think that.
Strong word.
Go ahead.
I think that, I mean, and you mentioned Little Mermaid, and it makes me think about Disney movies and stuff. And really, in the U.S., we've never had royalty.
Hmm. And Julie Andrews is royalty.
Well, yes, of course.
You
yes, you're
British.
Right. Absolutely.
And but, Jackie O.
You know, in reality, these are our celebrities are essentially what royalty would be. They are the princes or the princesses or, you know, who Disney tells us that that's who we should be looking for. Mm-hmm. And I think in a lot of ways that is what, that has a lot to do with why we would have crushes on these people with power and with money and with fame and respect because that is the modern day, the American royalty.
Yeah.
Well, I think kind of building on that, we live in a culture that just exalts celebrity. Mm-hmm. I mean, it says celebrity is it and you almost have to live in some sort of hermetically sealed cave to stay away from it between mm-hmm. the internet and television and the newsstand. You know, it's everywhere. You know, I'm at the store this morning buying diapers and I'm standing in line and I'm looking at all the tabloids because I'm sort of perversely curious who's doing what. And I don't care about any of these people. And yet mm-hmm. I think if you're, you know, just sort of mindlessly standing in line at a grocery store, it's easy to just say, huh, I wonder what they're up to. Oh, mm-hmm. I guess that's it. And so I think that can feed into it. We live in a culture that really just says, you know, celebrity is important.
Right. Well, and I think because of the media, you feel like we were talking before we started taping about American Idol, this season's American Idol. And I mean, I think to myself, if I walked into the grocery store and I was standing there with a pack of gum and I found that I was standing next to J-Lo, I would be like, hey, J-Lo. I mean, you feel like you know. Hey, J-Lo. I mean, you feel like you know these people. Yeah. There's this false sense of association with mm-hmm. them because you have seen their lives play out or whatever we know of their lives play out before you. And, you know, it's a weird thing when they can't reciprocate, I guess. But
I think that there's also a sense of these people have made something of themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're somebody. And I think if we're all really honest with ourselves, like we want to be somebody. And so when we look at these celebrities, we're like, oh man, they've accomplished things. They've got money. They've got status. They have all of these things. If I could just be with them or be like them, then I would be somebody and I would be recognized and I would have self-worth and I would have value. Like that's kind of what our society has told us. Mm-hmm. Like, if you have all of these things, X, Y, and Z, then you're something. You've made it. You've achieved status. And so I think, especially for young girls who are really looking for love and acceptance for who they are, seeing somebody like Justin Bieber, who seems to be a pretty nice kid, he can sing, he can dance,
he can.
Is, you know, he's kind of
he's got the hair.
He's got the hair. He's got
Which
amazing
Lisa
hair.
Like.
So, you know, but I think young girls look at that and say, oh, like if I was with him, I would be somebody. I would be accepted for who I was. And that, you know, they probably wouldn't say that to you. But, you mm-hmm. know, I think deep down that's why we project so much is because they have it and we don't. And so there's that dividing line. Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know about you guys if you've ever had a chance to be around somebody famous in some context, maybe a meet and greet. I mean, besides Lisa, obviously.
I mean, I'm sweating over here because I'm sitting next to her.
But my wife and I have been to Sundance a couple times, and, you know, we'd be out at a restaurant. I remember one time we're standing in line at a pizza, you know, at this pizza store, and my wife kind of pokes me, and she's like, it's Terrence Howard. You know, he was the next guy in line in front of us, and it's a weird feeling to be in proximity to mm-hmm. celebrity, because you're just like, oh, I guess he is kind of cool, you know? And, mm-hmm. and even though you know better and you think, well, they're no different than me, the truth is the culture has made them different than us.
Mm-hmm. And for the listener who doesn't know who that is, I mean...
I kind of have a blank stare, I'm going to be honest.
He's an actor.
Out there.
He was in the first Iron Man movie. And,
okay.
Hustle and Flow.
I don't know.
Another film he did.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Kira, you had mentioned just, you know, younger girls looking up to these celebrities of they want to be like them, I guess, or just to live up to. They've accomplished something that will give me validation. I think older girls can do that, too, with... if it's the star quarterback or the guy leading worship or the guy who always leads prayer at Bible study, like it's those kind of things too. I think we elevate and can have a crush on those that are celebrity, just even within our own circles.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, a lot of us look at like celebrities and stuff, and you guys have all touched on, you want to, you know, we like really the idea of, you know,
that's right.
You know, you're being around Terrence Howard and mm-hmm. you have no idea who Terrence Howard is.
No, he's really short though.
Yeah. It's weird. you're in love with his job. You're in love with the perception of who he is. Mm-hmm. And I know one of the questions you guys asked was, you know, what do you say to girls who want to marry Tim Tebow? And don't get me wrong, I love Tim Tebow. Okay. He's a good-looking man, let's just be honest.
Yeah, sure.
And from everything I know about him, he seems extremely nice. But do you really want to be with a guy who is right now focusing on a brand new career that he's just started in? I mean, I don't know the man personally, so I can't judge where his priorities are going to lie. But that's kind of it exactly, is that we don't know these people, and we don't know really who they are. We like the idea, the perception of them.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, I think Gisele Bündchen is extremely beautiful and one of the best things that's ever walked the face of this planet. And that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah.
But
I don't know who that is either.
She's a model.
Really?
She's also married to Tom Brady.
She's a model from Brazil,
which is really
a married model. So she's twice out of reach.
Anyways, but she at one point was the top producing supermodel in the world.
Okay.
And it's the idea of, I love the idea and the perception of being married to her. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily know if I like her. I mean, truthfully.
You'll have to figure that out in time, I guess.
Well, I'm planning on it as soon as I figure out a way to get rid
of Tom. You guys need to DTR.
I wonder if with crushes, with crushes in general, that guys and girls crush differently. You know, like Martha was talking about, maybe people you would have a crush on that you would look up to some aspect of their character, where I think guys are much simpler, stupider creatures. It's like, if it looks good, you know, I'm in, right?
Have we talked about anything about Gisele other than that she's hot? What mission script
she
has she been
on? You know what? She's extremely smart and intelligent.
Okay.
At least from what I can tell when she walks the runway.
Okay. Well, I'm sure she knows how to apply lip gloss.
I find it interesting, though, or intriguing, the different people that different people admire, you know, the admiration. Mm-hmm. I was hanging out with some friends in Denver this weekend, and there was this author. I guess she has a blog, and she moved from the big city.
Is it Ree Drummond?
I don't know.
Pioneer Woman?
I love her.
Yes.
Yep, she's from Oklahoma.
Love her.
All right. I look at her blog all the time.
Yeah. Okay. So I have no clue who this woman is. I have no idea, and I could have bumped into her, and I would have not known. Well, these two people that I know waited for hours to talk to her, get her autograph. And, you know, there was like 400 people there, and they were calling out numbers. They're like, oh, we're number 418. And so they waited all day to talk to this woman who does a blog about
baking.
her husband, listen, who is a
it's
cowboy.
More than
it's baking, photography.
Oh, so you know who it is.
I mean, mm-hmm. and she has a book out.
On Twitter.
She apparently makes amazing cinnamon rolls.
She battled Bobby Flay. Okay. You know,
and she just came out with a book, I guess, and it's she talks about her husband and the Marlboro Man.
The Marlboro Man, that's what
and
she calls him.
He's, I guess, this cowboy. Anyway,
it sounds like a lot of pressure to me.
Right? Yeah.
she was like a city slicker. And
it's interesting to me the different people that people would admire, mm-hmm. and then other people wouldn't. Like, we had the Adventures in Odyssey live show here. Two and a half years ago, and there were 3,000 people who came out because they love Adventures in Odyssey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was here on my internship, and I listened to Odyssey a little bit, but I didn't know Odyssey really well. And I met these people, and I respect Odyssey because I love the production. I think the guys do a great job. But these people love Odyssey a lot, and they look up to these actors, and they want their autograph, and they traveled miles. There were people from Canada and every state in the United States here to see these people. And I thought that was interesting. And for some people, that may go a little too far. Mm-hmm. They're looking up to these people that are just normal people, just, yeah. you know.
Becomes an identity thing.
Yeah.
And at some
yeah.
point, I think that level of admiration can cross over from admiration to, I don't know, idolatry is probably too strong mm-hmm. a word.
Obsession,
but maybe we're elevating mm-hmm. it higher than we should. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting fact. I've been watching a show lately. It's a man who's dating multiple women. I won't name the show because
does it start with a B?
No, I don't watch that show. Okay, I don't this show's very similar. But these are completely unknowns until they go on the show, and then all of a sudden we find ourselves, we have our favorites. We don't like this person because of this. We're nitpicking these people to death, and they are truly, well, in relation to reality TV, putting themselves out there, yet we kind of still have the same approach to them that we mm-hmm. would, like, celebrity crushes. Why do you guys think that is? I know I'm asking questions. I don't know if I'm allowed to ask questions up here, but I'm asking
you just
questions.
Did, so.
You
can. So.
You can. I'll just let you know when to stop doing it.
Thanks.
You know.
You're welcome.
Yeah. No, that's good. Anyone have any thoughts on that?
I think part of it is, especially with the show that shall not be named.
Voldemort show?
The Voldemort show. Don't speak his name.
It's called the Unmarried Man Show.
Yes,
is what it's called.
And he hands out lilies. I think what it is that, especially with, for women, just having watched this show, women are desperately looking for love. Mm. And so and I want to go back to something that Adam said as well, the difference between men and women. We are looking for somebody to really care for us, to support us, to find security. And women think that by throwing it all on the line for this one man, they're going to find that in him. And that's really what they're looking for. And that is the difference between, I think, men and women. You know, these young girls love these stars, and they hear what they're singing, and they hear what they're saying, and it all sounds right to them because that's mm-hmm. really what they want for their lives. They just, you know, this show, I just want to find love. I just want to be taken care of. I was watching one night, and several of them were talking about how they didn't have dads. And I thought, man, that's incredible because they didn't have that security growing up. Mm-hmm. So that they're trying to find it in this one man who is set up as this ideal. He flies them all over the world, and it's like, man, reality is really going to stink for you when you come off come off the helicopter. So I think that's a huge part of it, is that need for security yeah. and for love for women. And we mm-hmm. see that when we hear what sounds good to us, when our ears mm-hmm. are tickled, you know, mm-hmm. Justin singing baby, 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 oh baby, I love you, I'm never going to leave you. It's that was an ad lib. But to a young girl hearing that, like, that's just off the cuff. To a young girl hearing that, it's like, that's what I want. That's what I need.
And women think it's that idea of, he is going to see something in me that no one else can see. Or he's mm-hmm. going to read, you know, and it's for women, Mr. Darcy is our fictional character. And it is because, despite all of the barriers between him and Elizabeth Bennet, the fact that her family was crazy and she was poorer than he was, and they weren't even in the same circles necessarily, he saw something in her and went past all of his reservations to go and eventually propose marriage. Huh. And it's the same thing. You'll sit in an arena and you think that that guy in the band sees you mm-hmm. in row 47D.
In the nosebleeds.
And he sees you, you know, he looks into your eyes and he sees something different in you. And we all want to, you know, have a guy who sees something different in us, or well, something that's worth pursuing.
And I think where it gets tricky is when that kind of idealization, because I think unless you're really a fairly whacked person, you know, you're not going to end up with that person. You know, there may be a few Bieber girls who think they are going to be Mrs. Bieber, but I think most people are grounded enough in reality to know better.
What?
But
a few guys as well.
But where those ideals begin to shape, you know, what we expect from reality. And the fact is, reality is generally messier than the idealized tales we see on the big screen or hear about in music. And so, you know, what do you do with that? Do you hang out and wait for something that may or may not ever be true? Or do you say, no, my ideal really is true, and I am going to wait for that? That's a tough question, I think.
I think it's interesting that you mentioned about how girls will look and think, oh, he's talking to me. He's peering right into my soul and mm-hmm. knows what I'm thinking, and that's the kind of guy that I want. Where for me, I can't think of a female singer that I've thought that about. But I do enjoy listening to bands. I like rock bands and that sort of thing. And I would love, you know, I was in a band when I was young, and I realized, well, we're not very good, so I stopped being in the band. But
it's more than some do.
Yes, uh-huh. And yes, because I have friends who still do that. But I wanted to be those guys. You know, I would have loved to have been on stage, you know, peering into girls' eyes and to
there's a lot of power
touching their souls. Right.
And to you know, have thousands of people cheering and shouting my name, and you know, have a whole team that's dedicated to making me look good and to have a good presentation, and you know, and so when I hear the lyrics and I think, you know, I like lyrics that are from the heart and from, you know, about real life situations, but you know, about me. So I guess I admire people, or I desire to be like people. So I put people up on a pedestal, maybe too much, but the way I think of myself, the way I wish I was, more than, you know. So I guess having a crush, I have less of that, but I think I have a desire to be like somebody more. Just kind of the and just kind of the idea. And I think the Justin Bieber movie, I didn't see it, but I saw the trailer, which I thought was very well made, produced, being in media. I liked it, but I thought that you know, it kind of had a from rags to riches story.
It's an underdog story,
right? Really. And we love that, especially love in the United States, because that's a possibility. Here in the U.S. we can, you know, people can be, you know, people can move from one class to the other class easily, and compared to a lot of other countries. And so that idea of, well, things aren't going well for me, but I look at this person who, you know, they were nobody, but now they're somebody, and people are cheering for them.
Yeah.
You know, the desire to be that person.
Yeah. And I think the, you know, one of the other dangers is in, and I saw this last night at Air Supply, is that, you know, you tend to look back on this period of your life as something that was idyllic, or it was the ideal of that. Totally. And you see these women going, rushing the stage, and for some reason they associate Air Supply with a memory in high school and something that they lived. You know, the guys, it's the glory days or whatever, whatever that association is. And you think to yourself, wow, I mean, it is amazing how music, or whether it's a specific scene in a movie or a specific line, you remember where you were at that time when you first heard that, or and it does, it kind of prompts memories that, you know, that are warm and fuzzy in the sense that, wow, that was a great time. But again, the danger is, are we just kind of living back in those days? And what does it look like to really move forward with a sense of reality and a sense of, wow, there are still other things in my life that need to happen. And, you know, we kind of need to go there, I guess, move forward in a healthy direction in that sense. But
I have this mental picture of a bunch of old people throwing their wigs on stage to Air Supply whenever you're at.
There were no wigs.
Were there cans of Aquanet?
Yeah, it was a little. Yeah, it was. It was some.
Don't
some
light older, a match. Something terrible might happen.
Yeah, there was, yeah, and it was the screaming, and it was just cute, you know, but eventually everyone had to kind of take breaks and sit back down again, you know,
you know, at the risk of being too transparent, I have missed one Bon Jovi tour in the last 25 years, so I've seen them 8 times.
Can't believe you missed a tour.
Well,
you are not.
We had tickets, but everybody was sick, and I made the ultimate sacrifice and said, okay, we'll sell the tickets, but I think that it takes me back to an idealized time. And like, when it wasn't an idealized time. High school sucked. Let's tell the truth. And yet I relate to the music, especially of the 80s.
Yeah.
And not just that band, but other bands. And it is, you're exactly right. It's easy to somehow focus on what you remember, which may or may not even be real at all. And, and you can live in kind of a fantasy world.
Yeah.
So. Well, when you've got someone who's singing about, you know, working on the docks and and going through hard times and getting out of those hard times and living on a prayer and whatnot. Yeah. You're, I think that can be helpful. I think that can, for me, I know listening to certain songs has really gotten me out of difficult times, or really lifted me up, or brought me to a place, you know, well, if they made it out, then I'll be fine.
And if you can listen to that from someone who is also on a missions trip.
Yeah,
oh, that is God. Like a
playing soccer.
Playing soccer. That's the kicker.
I mean, I remember
literally
with small children, loving small children.
I remember the day when I made the commitment to never say never. So
okay, all right.
I think what's, can I just say something really quickly? So I think what's really interesting to remember too is that it's not just unique to these teen girls currently being obsessed with Justin Bieber, but really since, you know, like, the glamour age of Hollywood kind of came about. That's really when this started kind of being a standard in society to really kind of highlight these people. You know, we look back to the 40s. I mean, you would talk about thinking of something as idealist idyllic is people always hearken back to the golden age of Hollywood where the women were just so glamorous and the men, you know, were
the
men. And
or even child stars like Shirley Temple.
Exactly. You know, Judy Garland, you know, all these kinds of things. This is not a new obsession to just this generation. I mean, hello, the Beatles and Elvis and all of that.
Johnny
and so
Cash.
I think it's, you know, I just think it's something that's definitely come about probably within the last 100 years. Yep. There's been this shift in our culture that says, this is the standard. This really is the American dream. And this is who we really want to be like. And we've allowed culture to make that standard for us.
And the reality is, the fantasy is just that. It's a fantasy. I mean, if you went through the list of everybody we just said, most of those stories didn't turn out very well.
It's
I mean, most
true.
Of them were really, really ugly. And so even as they're giving us a facade of success and significance and talent, their personal lives are train wrecks. And we see that still today. And I think
except for Philip LaRue.
Oh, yes. We have sort of a schizophrenic relationship. We want the ideal and the beauty and the power and the significance, and yet we're fascinated with the Lindsay Lohans and the Miley Cyruses and just
What is wrong with Miley?
Well, that's a different podcast.
She can't be tamed.
What is it?
You know, we want them to be bigger than life, and yet we want to relate to their humanity and think that we're somehow better than them when they make these horrific, you know, life choices.
That is why I focus on the real musical heroes like Bill Gaither. That is it for this week's show.
Wow.
Oh, you guys, good discussion. I know, I love it when I have the last word. Just throw Bill in there. Thank you all for participating in this discussion. I think this was fun. I think it was a fun topic, but also something that, you know, is good. A good thing to think about, you know, as we're kind of talking with our friends and, of course, buying the tickets to whether it's the next tour, or the next concert, or the next movie or whatever. Good things to keep in perspective. So thanks, everyone, for joining the conversation.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks for having me.